Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 27. Our drop date is Thursday, July 9th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess who we have this week? It's totally incredible. Yes, he has the coolest studio ever. Digging it. But guess who we have?
We're excited to see Corey Rennell with us today. Welcome to the show, buddy.
And thank you for having me. I've heard so much about y'all, so I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. We've heard a lot about you as well, sir. And I know you're tied up with K-Ship. And yes. She has been absolutely amazing to us and said some incredible things. But I've got to say right off the top, one of the most powerful, soulful voices and amazing range. Just wow. Absolutely love what we hear from you. It's awesome, and other artists, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, are saying the same thing. So we're looking forward to hearing this music tonight.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Well, and then the other thing, you're Midwest just like us. We're in Flint, Michigan. You're yeah. South Bend, Indiana, and even though that means you're a fighting Irish fan and I'm a Spartan, at least we're on the same page for a little bit of this.
We are. Listen, as long as it's not Michigan, we're good. Michigan State, I roll with. So I'm all right.
There you go. All right. We're tight with that. Hey, Corey, you kind of got into this at an early age. I know a lot of the influence, your musical influence, came from your father, the late Elder Ron Bishop. Talk to us a little bit about how you got into the industry.
To be honest with you, I can remember being maybe about 5 or 6 years old. And it's crazy. I can remember that far. But mm-hmm. I remember being in the car with my parents, you know, listening to all types of gospel music and singing and harmonizing in the back seat of the car. So, I mean, since I can remember, I was born in it. I've been doing it my entire life. My dad, you know, as you mentioned, he was a gospel artist. So he was on the major independent scene. So he's got to work with a lot of different artists, but I grew up singing background for him, different choirs that he's had. And then he also introduced me to other mainstream artists on the gospel side to be able to sing background and whatnot for them. So, man, I've been doing this for a very, very long time, but didn't really come into my own until I was maybe about, I don't know, maybe 17, 18.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, and there are some popular groups like Boys to Men that I know have had an impact as well. And you can hear that a bit. But I think one of the things that I love, and we've had this with so many of the artists that we've had the opportunity to interview, you know, when we're listening to Corey Rennell, know this. You're defined and you're unique in your sound. And how did that come about? Was that from those backseat sessions and just learning how from your dad?
Honestly, yes. But you know what? It took a while. You know, I was very insecure as a young teen, you know, with my voice and going through different changes and whatnot. But it took a while to kind of come into my own. You know, I was always comfortable singing background, always. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's still one of the things that I do now. I was always comfortable doing that. But I really didn't step out on my own until I was about 17 or 18. But it was just because it took a while for me to finally find that courage to kind of step out and kind of do my own thing. But, man, I've had so many different influences along the way that kind of helped me, you know, shape, you know, into the artist that I am. So
was there one particular event or one particular performance that you said, oh, hey, I can do this?
Man, it's so many. I can remember my dad had a live recording And I want to say I was maybe about, honestly, 13. Like I said, I was still a little nervous, but at that point in time, you know, he kind of gave me the reins at a young age, you know, for me to lead my own song, you know, on one of his projects that he had. And at that point, I felt like I could do this. You know, I had what it took to do it. You know, obviously coming over a little, you know, fears here and there.
Sure,
but
sure.
At that point in time, I think at that time, I think I could do it. I had the confidence knowing that once I got a little bit older, that this is what I was going to do.
The first one that we've got queued up is Don't Stay. And this is kind of a unique tune. It's very interesting. There's a lot going on in here. Can you give us the backstory and kind of what all plays into this?
Yep. So Don't Stay. So I like to write music about real life situations, right? So I like to touch on all facets of life, whether it's love, relationships, having a good time, you know, that type of thing. You know, my music is, you know, I'm an R&B artist or an inspirational artist, you know, so I don't, you know, go into the whole, you know, derogatory things and, you know, the negative sure. that you hear in a lot of music. But I just like to touch on real life. So Don't Stay was a record that I've dealt with before, and I know that other people have, is you're in a situation where, you know, you're in a relationship that you really don't want to get out of. You know, you want to stay, but at the same time, I think I got to go. But yeah. It's something that's kind of drawing me back, you know, something that's keeping me here. But at the same time, I know that it might not be the right situation for me. So that's the concept behind Don't Stay.
All righty. Let's give this one a listen. This is Corey Rennell and Don't Stay.
Hey.
Watching a movie, seeing your phone ring. Is it him? And why do I feel real dumb right now? What am I doing? Why am I here? Cause it told me that you love me, and he wasn't the right one, but I was. But your actions say you're different, and I'm ready to go, but I don't know what's doing you wrong, and you want to walk away. Yeah, time spent. All my patience drained. I really wanna stay. I swear I do. But at the same time, don't wanna stay.
I really wanna stay.
I don't really wanna go. Does he make you breakfast in bed? Get your hair did. When's the last time he noticed that?
I really wanna go.
Corey Rennell, Don't Stay. Great tune, dude. Absolute great tune.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, we gotta recover. We gotta calm down from that right now. We are gonna take a quick little break.
It's a lie, because if you ever been in a situation where you know that is potentially the person for you, but it's like she's one foot in the door and one foot out, and it's like, okay, either you with me or you're not. You know, yeah. I want to stay with you, but at the same time, if you're going to keep doing the things you're doing, then I got to go.
You got to go.
Well, and that's what I like about what you're saying and what you're writing about. This is real life.
Yeah,
absolutely. This is what we deal with.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All righty, folks. Don't Stay from Corey Rennell. We got a lot more. We are going to be back right after this break.
Sconi Golf Shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Corey Rennell, who we love him even though he's a fighting Irish fan.
Let's go, Irish. Let's go.
No, but you got some love from some other people here too, Corey. We had the opportunity to talk with Abby Thomas here a couple of weeks ago on the show and listen to your duet with her, Not Gonna Lie.
Yeah.
And Abby said to us that she had been wanting to perform with you for a long time and said he is one of the greatest singers she's performed with.
Wow.
That's some pretty high praise.
That's tough. Abby, that's my girl, man. That's family. That's family.
Yes, she is. We had a lot of fun with her beautiful voice and that duet. Not Gonna Lie, folks, get out there and give that a listen.
Get on
that is oh yes. The video is awesome for that. The song is absolutely incredible. You gotta get out there and get that.
Get on that YouTube.
Yeah, and you're talking about song in your feels, that puts you in your feels too. Abby is an amazing writer. Amazing writer. So I love being a part of that. So shout out to Abby for letting me be a part of that record.
Well, let's hope we hear some more from you guys, because that was certainly the precursor. There's got to be a few more there.
It's funny. We just talked about it the other day. So we got something for you guys.
Sure. All right. We're going to be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So talking about writing, what is the creative process look for you? You're talking about the fact that you like to write stories that we can all relate to, things from our lives.
Yeah.
What does it look like when you're writing your music?
It can be very emotional. Just because I like to write from a space that has endured a lot of heartache, pain, but also the highs as well, you know, the good things that I go through in life as well. So I like to touch on all facets of life. And the reason being is because I know I'm not the only one that's going through whatever that situation is. So for instance, again, like Don't Stay, I know I'm not the only person that's going through that. Yeah. So through my situation, you know, I can help others. So that's how I approach my music. When I'm writing, and as far as my process, like I like to write the chorus first, the hook first, but sometimes I may have the verse first, you know, but for the most part, if I have a strong chord, you know, of the hook that I'd like to go from, I'll start there and then I'll go to the verses. But a lot of that, man, it's just being in the moment, honestly, and just channeling some things that, you know, some things that maybe I've tried to run away from, you know, a lot of times try to run away from things that we don't want to face, you know? And so my outlet obviously is my music. So I'm able to speak and sing and write from a place of vulnerability, you know? And that's how I kind of easily connect with my audience.
I'm always interested to hear this too, Corey. Are there songs that come to you that it's a, write it on a napkin in 5 minutes and I've got exactly what I want. Or there you go. There you go. Yes.
Voice notes. I will be in the car and I get a melody or a line or something. And I literally have hundreds of voice notes in my phone. So I just don't, you know, so I don't forget things. So I keep everything in my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do those mix? Is there times that there are a couple of those that might come together as a song?
Sometimes, but it's sometimes some that don't hit at all. And I'm like, what was I thinking at this point? Because I don't know where I'm going with this. So I'll either come back to it or, you know, it just sits there and I just never come back to it. But yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you hold up the phone there. The number of performers that we've talked to that have said that very same thing, that phone's right there with me. Yeah. And when the inspiration hits, you got to catch it.
It's been times that I've had literal dreams of a song and I've got up out of the bed at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, came to the studio and recorded a song. And it's crazy. But if I don't do it, you know, then I may forget or, you know, what have you. And I'm a faith guy. So I feel like, you know, God gives me a lot of, you know, insight on what I should talk about. So I feel like, you know, if he's waking me up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to record something, then I better get up and do it. Yeah.
That's an inspiration you want to pay attention to.
100%. 100%.
Corey, the next one that we've got queued up is Better. Another absolutely phenomenal tune. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So Better comes from a place where somebody might have been in a relationship that maybe didn't go too well. And they found a better person that, you know, they were able to coincide with and do life with. So that's the inspiration. I mean, that's it. It's the inspiration behind Better. I kind of put a storyline to it, but it's just really just talking about how this person really brings the best out of me and how, you know, she's better. Like, I've gotten better now. So, yeah.
Quarter Peep, you listening?
Yeah,
sure. All right, let's give this one a listen. This is Better from Corey Rennell.
Yes, sir.
Only time's gonna tell how long it's gonna take to love again. I know you're hurting as your tears are forming petals.
Must be going out my mind.
I tried talking and I listened, but nothing's ever changed the way you feel about me. No more hoping things will get better. Gotta move on with my life. I got a love that is so greater, and it is better, 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 better. You're the one I have been waiting for.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yeah.
Corey, thank you for writing that song.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. It's so weird. It's so funny, like sitting here listening to your own music. But, you know, when you talk about some of the things that, you know, you sing about, it's just, it hits a different way, you know?
Yeah.
I know. I'm sure you probably heard a lot of artists say, man, I don't like listening to myself, you know, play.
You know, it's interesting the number of artists that have said that. And it's funny. I don't necessarily like to listen to the show. You know, we get done doing a show. Okay, let's go to the next.
Right.
But it's interesting to hear you say that and the number of artists that say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a real thing because sometimes I get like that and then I listen to stuff and I'm like, man, that was a really good song. But yeah. I rarely get a chance to go back and listen to it. You know, obviously in the studio, you know, we listen to stuff all the time, mixing and mastering and all that. But after that and you put it out, I honestly don't listen to myself after that.
Yeah. Before. Yeah. No, I completely can relate to that.
Yeah.
But that one was better from Corey Rennell. And we loved it. And we are going to take a quick break. Yeah. And we are going to come right back after this.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative. Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Corey Rennell and enjoying our time tonight. Corey, I know there's going to be a ton of people that are going to be listening to this tonight and say, I got to hear more from him. Where do they find you?
Anywhere, any DSP, which is digital streaming platforms, such as, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, all that, Instagram, Facebook, anything you could think of, Corey Rennell, so CoreyRonell. You can find me on all social platforms under that name.
All right.
All right.
And I know there were going to be a lot of folks looking you up. What have you got coming up, Corey? You said there's the potential of this, another duet with Abby Thomas that we are waiting with bated breath for. What else do you have going on?
I have a single called New Day. I'm in the process of posting, you know, all my social media content, everything, promoting that. So that drops July 7th. So July 7th, that record will be out. I'm really excited about this one because this is more so on the inspirational gospel side, but still has that rich R&B sound.
Right.
It's also a more of a live record as well. So I have live instrumentation on it. I'm talking horns, drums, live bass, guitar, all this. So it's a phenomenal record and it's featuring Jay Sean Champion. He's a multi-genre songwriter for a lot of your biggest artists in the industry, whether it's R&B, country, Christian, all that. He's a very, very good songwriter and vocalist, too. So he's on that record. Have that. And then August 15th, I will be opening up for Day 26. If you're not familiar with them, Day 26 was on the MTV show Making the Band that Diddy put together. Actually, one of the guys from that band, he's featured on one of my songs from my first project. But they'll be in South Bend, and I'll be opening up for them when they're here. So we got that coming up, and then hopefully my EP will be dropping around October-ish. So just kind of gearing up and trying to record as much music as I can right now. So that's really it.
All right. Lots and lots happening. Wow. And you've got to keep us up to date as all progresses. We want to be letting all the folks know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you.
Well, the last one that we've got queued up is called Feels, and you felt pretty strongly about this one ending the show. There's some good stuff behind this. Let us know all about this one.
So Feels is a song that you're in your feels. You know, I got the feels for this person. You know, you ever hear somebody say, oh, yeah, he was in his feels or she's in her feels. I was in my feels about this young lady in this song. And fun fact, this song actually was written for Justin Timberlake. I was trying to place this record on his project back in 2022, 2023. And me and my team, we got to him a little bit too late. So it did make the record. Like, why don't you just keep it? Okay, cool. So I kept the song. It went number one in the UK. It was number one on iTunes here in the States. It did some very, very good numbers. Then also was submitted for Grammy nomination last year.
All right. Some great stuff on this. Yes. All right. Let's give this a listen with all of our respect. This is Feels from Corey Ronell.
Tell me how you feel, 'cause I know the passion's burning for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Tell me, can you see? It's the man that you once know me to be, but I'm still Corey.
But I'm still Corey. Going back and forth between emotions.
We should be on the same thing.
Ronell and Feels. Corey, I'm going to take these three songs and I'm putting them on repeat tonight, and I'm going to have myself a really good night.
You should, man.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, buddy.
This was so much fun. If have me back whenever, I will be glad.
Well, you keep us, informed as what's going on. These things keep happening, all the stuff that you've got going on. We would love to have you back. You know, I think you and I need to go and get us some 50-yard line tickets and watch one of the Michigan State Notre Dame football games.
I'm with it, man. I'm with it.
All right. All right, let's work on that.
Say the word, and I'm
over. All right. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have The Perfect Storm.
Looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun. That is a wrap on tonight's show. Corey Ronell, thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thanks for having me, guys. This was a lot of fun, and like I said, I'll be glad to come back. Actually, when I have my single that comes out, I would love to play it for you guys when that time comes out. So, you know, let me know.
Let's do that. Let's make that happen.
Absolutely.
All right. Folks, we appreciate all of your support out there. If you know some more performers like Corey Ronell that you'd like us to have on the show, drop us a line, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's the best way to get in touch with us. You want to know where we're going to be? You want to know when you can tailgate with Corey and I before the Michigan State Notre Dame game? Vehiclecitysound.com is the website. We've got our schedule on there. Having a lot of fun with that. Thank you again for everything, folks. And hey, do good things.